Kim Anderson, head basketball coach for the Division II national champion Central Missouri Mules, joining us. Coach, congratulations. How does that sound? Does it still give you goosebumps when you hear national champs?
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever get old, Bill. It certainly sounds good, and you know, I'm just really ecstatic and proud of my players, the great job they did last week, and coming in and beating three teams that were nationally ranked ahead of them, including the number one team in the nation. So, sounds good. You know, it's got a nice ring to it.
Let's go back to Monday. How about the pep rally and the parade for your team? I mean, it looked like a great showing from the fans and community of Warrensburg.
Well, it was unbelievable. I think someone estimated the crowd at 3,500. I'm going to say it had to be almost 5,000 because the entire north end of the multi was packed and people were standing. And I know we signed upwards of 2,000 posters afterwards. So there were a lot of people here. It was a great parade. You know, it was a nice day out and just a great way to honor these guys for a great accomplishment.
Kim, you said, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but I heard a post-game comment from you, and you said that this game or championship wouldn't define you as a coach, but this was something that you really wanted for these players. And I think in a lot of ways, that puts a lot of pressure on you as a coach because you want it so bad for the kids. How were you able to focus and prepare on that, knowing how much it meant for them?
Oh, you know, Bill, I must have compartmentalized it. I just stayed with the task at hand, the game-by-game preparation. I think one thing that, you know, probably helped us is that we kind of played the underdog card. You know, we were the 20th ranked team in the country, and we were playing the number four and the number one and the number seven, I think it was. And you know, from that standpoint, the pressure was on the other team. And, you know, this win, this championship, although it was won by this team, the 2013-2014 team, this is a championship for all the guys that have played for me. And you know, we knocked on the door a couple times there at the Elite Eight, made it to the Final Four. Have had some good teams that didn't make it to the Elite Eight. Maybe won conference championships or whatever. I had guys that started out with me 12 years ago and we weren't very good, but they were tremendous young men and gave me everything they had. So, you know, this is something for all those guys. Even though this team won it, it's a culmination, I think, of a lot of years and a lot of great young men who have come through here and played basketball at the University of Central Missouri.
You're listening to Kim Anderson, 12 years as men's basketball coach at Central Missouri. Impressive numbers, 274 wins, a winning percentage of 743. And you talked about some of those teams. I know you're heading to Dallas here in the Final Four this afternoon. The one thing that I find very challenging on the Division II level, and you talked about it being the underdog and the ranked teams that you had to take on, but after you kind of get through the early rounds and regionals, then your team in Division II advances to the Elite Eight. So it takes three wins on a neutral court in the same town with the hype and intensity. That's got to be difficult for the players.
You know, it is. It's a little different concept than the Division I, and it's kind of a 2-2-2 there. And, you know, in this situation, we started off in Mankato, Minnesota, playing, three games there, two of them against two of our biggest conference rivals or conference foes, however you want to look at them, Missouri Southern, Northwest, teams we've played twice already this year. And, you know, now we're in a position where we had to play them a third time. I think that's really a challenge. And we were the number two seed. Being on the road like that for 6 days is always difficult. And then, you know, you win that, you come home for a few days, and then you're back on the road again. And you know, we're not charter flighting either. This isn't quite like Division I. I mean, we're bussing, and we're back in Evansville, Indiana for 5 or 6 days, and you got to play three more games on a Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday format. So, It is. It's really a very intense time, both from a physical and mental aspect, and in the preparation for the game. You don't always have a lot of time to prepare for games. Some couple of them are back to back, and the other one you have maybe a day in between. So, that's I think maybe what's as impressive as the win is the way the guys prepared and the way they stayed focused throughout the whole six-game process.
I don't have all afternoon to talk with you about each of those games, because I certainly would. So let's talk about the big one, the last one, the championship game, 84-77 win over West Liberty, a team that averaged 100 points a game. They went on a 10-0 run midway through the first half, and your team is down by 8. I mean, at that point, that game can go either way. It can get lopsided real quick, or your team could start to nibble away. Was there a particular moment when you feel that your team kind of righted the ship?
Well, I did. I did something I don't normally do, and I called timeout. And I really, I'm really a guy that I like to have my guys play through some adversity. I think it helps them, And so I rarely call very many timeouts in the first half. But I felt like this game, like you said, was slipping a little bit in the fact that, that's a team that scores 101 a game, and they've got the ability to score in a hurry. And, you don't want to get down by 15 or 20 against them, although I think you could come back. So I called timeout and just said, hey, guys, we're okay. Let's get some stops and let's make a run of our own, and then let's get back in this game. And we're not going to do it. It's not going to be an 8-point play. It's going to take a few minutes. And we did, we had some couple guys hit threes, and we got the ball to the hole a little bit, and next thing you know, we're tied at 37. They scored right before the half to make it 39-37. But certainly a turning point of the game was right there, in the fact that we were able to stop the momentum. I know everyone in the crowd was saying, call timeout. So I called timeout, and it slowed their momentum down a little bit.
And the other thing that impressed me then is I think they came out, West Liberty comes out, they're up by 2, and I think they hit a 3 right at the first possession of the second half. But that game goes through 14 ties, 9 lead changes, and as I'm watching it, you guys would tie the game up or maybe go up by a point, and they would answer right away, quick. And every time I'd watch, like, oh my gosh, it's like, I kept thinking to myself, they just can't get over the hump over these guys. But they could never put you away, though, either. And it got to the end, and you talk maybe the fact that they were ranked higher, maybe the pressure got to, but they finally cracked. And you hung around enough just to get them there toward the end.
Well, I think that excellent observation in that we finally got back even, and then the game just got to be back and forth, almost like an ESPN instant classic game. It just got to be, we make a 3, they make a 3, they get a stop, they score, it just kind of, it maneuvers back and forth. And in the last TV timeout, it's just under 4 minutes, our guys stepped up and said, hey, we got to get some stops. If we can get some stops, we can win this game. And from that point on, the only field goal they scored was right there at the buzzer, kind of a meaningless field goal right at the very end to take the game from 9 back to 7. And so I think it's a tremendous thing that our players did, that they, they decided, hey, we got to get stops here. We can score. We'll score on the other end. But we've got to stop them. And, fortunately we did in the last three, 353 or 357, something like that. And we didn't let them score, didn't let them score a field goal. And of course, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's the difference in the game. We were able to score enough points, and we were able to hold them down to get a little bit of a lead there right around that minute mark. And then the game kind of fell apart for them. With about under 50 seconds, we made we got a stop. We made a bucket. We got a steal. We made another bucket. Next thing you know, we're up 9 points. So certainly that was a key part of the game.
Yeah, got away quick. Kim Anderson, men's basketball coach at Central Missouri. I think you have like 10 new players that were on the roster this year. How do you bring a team together like that? And talk about the kids that come together. I mean, this is really a short amount of time when you think about a season for them to come together and make a run like they did.
Well, it was, you know, we had eight seniors last year on a conference championship team, and actually those seniors a year ago won two conference championships in a row, and you know we had injuries and kind of all fell in the same class, so we ended up with eight seniors. So we went out with the idea that, you know, we got to replace these guys, and we went into it thinking we wanted to distribute our classes a little bit better, in that we wanted to have some freshmen and some sophomores and some juniors and some seniors, so we don't end up every year recruiting, or every other year recruiting a whole bunch of guys. And our freshman class was really, really good. Kyle Wolf from Kansas City started a lot of our games, started the first 18 games of the season, and really made some great contributions. And you know, and we had the sophomores come in. Jordan Epps was a freshman transfer, and he became a vital part of our rotation at the guard spot. And then, you know, the juniors and seniors, or the juniors, some junior college transfers, and then, you know, the one senior was Daylon Robinson, who transferred from Texas Tech. So I think you never know how it's going to work out as a coach, and usually it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out. This one happened to work out, you know, where the distribution of the classes were good. The guys got along well. they hung out with each other off the court. They did things together. And, you know, we had some success. And anytime you have success, you know, your kids start to buy into what you're doing. And that, I think that was a huge part, too. We won a lot of games before we even, you know, played in the national tournament. So, you know, it wasn't like we were, you know, 15-11 and we rolled in there. We had won our league and tied for our league, and we'd won 23 games maybe, and 24 games, I guess. So, you know, we had experience winning. And, you know, certainly we all know that you know, winning makes people feel a lot better, and I think it helped these guys.
Yeah, 30-5 overall, second most in school history. Kim, I'm sure you get asked this all the time. People will say, you've been in Warrensburg now, it's 12 years, success on the Division II level. For some reason, people think coaches need to move up. You got to move up and move on. But you've stayed in Warrensburg. What do you tell people when they ask you that?
This is a special place. This is a special job. This university has been very good to me and my family. You know, when I came here 12 years ago, the program was down. We were able to build it, you know, to this level. And we've been good, you know, before this. It's not like this is the first year we've ever won games, because we've had good teams. I get asked that question a lot, you know, well, why don't you go Division I or whatever? And, you know, the answer is, and it's pretty much the same thing I tell recruits, hey, this is Division I. We're just playing in Division II. We have a chance to win. You know, you have a chance to win a conference championship or a conference tournament championship or a regional or a national championship now every year. And you know, there are a lot of Division I jobs where you can't say that. You can't say, hey, you've got a chance to win a national championship at many Division I schools. And so, you know, I like this lifestyle. I'm not saying I would never leave or I would never entertain the thought of going to some other school. But, you know, this school wanted me. They wanted me to come here, and they've been good to me. We've had success, and we built a good program, and you know, I'm looking forward to continue to build the program, and you know, maybe someday we'll be fortunate enough to be in this position again.
Oh, that's good. You know, when you go down to Dallas, you need to bring this up. I thought about this. You guys should move everything up like a couple of weeks, and then your Final Four, Division II Final Four, should be the last four in the Division I NCAA tournament. I'd love to see you guys go up against some of those schools, because your team was just as impressive as some of those teams that I've been watching on CBS and TBS. And you know, you guys can compete. A very talented basketball team, and great basketball too. For fans that maybe have just started following Division II basketball, whether, you know, it was Drury last year, we kept the national championship here in this state. People are starting to catch on to this stuff. It's some very good basketball.
It's, you know, when I came here, I had no idea what I was getting into. You know, I'll be honest with you. And I knew it was good. I knew there were great coaches. But, you know, being here and being in this at this level, this is really a great level of basketball. The only difference that you'll find is, other than, you know, I'm not sitting here saying we could compete with Mizzou or Kansas, because we can't. But the size, you know, we don't have the size that some of your mid to upper level Division I's have. Our guards are probably smaller. You know, we have a lot of 5'9", 5'10", quick guards that are really good. You know, you don't see that all the time at the upper Division I level. But I've always told people, and, you know, I think we could compete with some of the Division I conferences. I don't know that we could win them, but I think we could compete and be representative, and it's a great level. You know, you think about it, and you brought this up, the last two national champions in Division II have come from Missouri, in Drury a year ago, and us this year. And I think that says a lot about basketball, because we have a lot of Missouri players, and I think Drury does too. So I think it says a lot about basketball in Missouri, and it's a great level, Bill. It's different than what I thought it would be. It's very, very much very, very competitive. Great coaches, great players. Man, there are some great coaches in this state, and obviously there's some outstanding players.
Well, Kim, I appreciate your time. Congratulations again on the national championship. And I know a lot of people around here in Missouri, it's just following the game on Twitter, tons of Mules fans. It was
great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was really exciting. And I've got some friends, too, that, you know, on Facebook that were just going crazy, you know, Central Missouri alums, and they, you know, taking pictures of their bobbleheads. And it was great. Yeah, I mean, it was a great run for a couple of weeks, and it certainly made it fun for us here as we were covering you guys. So enjoy everything. Enjoy Dallas. Enjoy the off season, and, you know, we'll talk to you again down the road.
Well, Joe, you know, it's been a great thing for our school, you know, with the other night with 5,000 people in here, and just a great school spirit, you know, and we've always had great support here, and, you know, I'm just happy that we were able to bring a national championship back to Warrensburg and to the university. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you. Kim Anderson, the basketball coach for the Central Missouri Mules, the national champions, here on MissouriNet.com.